Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left.
Thank you.
my daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all of his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars, and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody. Because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central LA, where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm D-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so.
Woo! Woo! And that's the way it is. I'm G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's dark. The moon is out, the sky is dark, the stars are all around us, and it's a beautiful night in the desert in Las Vegas. After all, Las Vegas is in the desert in Nevada, and now it's winter time, so it's getting dark early, and it's a beautiful night out tonight. Yep, the weather's about 60 degrees, and it's not windy at all. It's not breezy at all, and the sky is beautiful. So it's a beautiful night here in Las Vegas. So it's a beautiful day to be in Las Vegas, except for we have the virus here. So we don't want too many people to come to Vegas because we don't want outsiders bringing the virus into Vegas. We're trying to control the virus in Las Vegas. So everybody has gotten their shot, and we're trying to maintain and control the virus. So don't come to Vegas right now. Don't bring your outside diseases into Vegas because we don't want them. So you wait until we give you a notice and tell you it's okay to come to Vegas. Wait till the governor says it's okay to open up Las Vegas for the world to come see what we have to offer. Because right now there's no live entertainment on the Strip. There's no live entertainment in any casinos. There's no live entertainment going on in Las Vegas at all. And a lot of the casinos are shut down, so there's not even no gambling going on in a lot of the casinos. So if you can go and you can find a casino open, all you can do is gamble and drink, and you might be able to eat some food in the restaurants, in the buffets, in the casinos. But even that, a lot of the buffets are shut down. So I'm telling you, don't come to Vegas right now. Wait for us to get our stuff together. Wait for us to shut the virus down and get control of the pandemic affair right here in Las Vegas. And then we can invite the world back in to entertain the beautiful activities that go on in Las Vegas. All right, well, that's what I have to tell you. Now, 2 days ago, or actually yesterday, we initiated a new president in the United States of America, number 46. I'm not going to even say his name. I'm just going to call him 46 because that's what number he is. He's the 46th president of the United States. And he has a black female vice president, Kamala Harris. All right, I'll say her name because she's a sorority sister of mine. Because I'm Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, and she's a sorority sister of my mother. My mother was an Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. So she's an alpha out of Howard University in Washington, D.C., which is the exact place that my fraternity was founded, at Howard University in Washington, D.C. So we have common goals, and we have the community at best. We have the community at our best interest. That's how we're operating now. So, 46, and Kamala Harris, the first black female vice president of the United States of America. We want to wish them well. because they signed up for the job, and now they got the job. So we got rid of President Trump, I guess if you want to call him President Trump. He's out of here, and I think he's going to jail real soon. So we'll see what happens with him. Watch the news and be advised to what's going on with Donald Trump, because I think his ass is going to jail. They just have to wait for him not to be president no more, because the president is above all, is above the law. So now that he's no longer president, they can get him. And I think they will. They're going to get him in New York. They're going to get him in Arizona. They're going to get him in Wisconsin and Michigan. Oh, yeah, they're going to get him. So his day is done. They're going to get a hold of him, and they're going to lock his ass up. Like he was saying, they need to do Hillary Clinton. Well, I say they need to lock Trump up. Lock his ass up and give me his millions. Yeah, I need his money. I'm G-Money, and I need his money. So send me his money and then lock his ass up. In fact, you can send me his wife, too, because she's fine as the day is long. I write a big booty song about her, for real. Big booty girls run the world. Yes, she can be in charge of my world. Yes, she can. All right. So, now that we talked about the news in the world today, let's talk NFL sports. Well, DJ, what do you have for us in the NFL sports department?
Well, we know the conference championships are this weekend. And
okay.
So there's two games, both on Sunday. The first game is the AFC Conference Championships, Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing the Green Bay Packers.
No, that's not the AFC. That's the NFC. If Green Bay
is NFC, right? I switched them up.
Yeah,
you're right.
Tampa
Bay. I switched them up. Sorry about that.
Yeah, Tampa Bay is headed by quarterback Tom Brady, because he left the New England Patriots this year, and he joined the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and now they're getting ready to go. They're in the AFC Championship game. So that's where Tom Brady is used to being. And I know his coach, Bill Barsett, is upset because he ain't in the playoffs. The first time in 10 years he isn't in the playoffs. So he's watching from home, but he's watching his quarterback, who's been in the playoffs for 12 years in a row, is back in the playoffs again. So, okay, we got Tom Brady playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you got Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Now, Tom Brady has won 6 Super Bowls. He's the most winningest quarterback in Super Bowl history. And Aaron Rodgers has been to the Super Bowl 12 times, but he's only won one. So he's yet to win his second Super Bowl. So I don't know if this is going to be his year, but I'm really thinking that he's going to beat Tom Brady, that the Green Bay Packers are going to win against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay. What's Tampa Bay's name? Tampa Bay Bucks. What's their name, DJ?
You got it. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, still.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, okay. Yeah, so he'll be back to his AFC championship game. He's played in 12 championship games, and now we're going to see if he's going to be Aaron Rodgers, who's been to 12 championship games, but he's only won one Super Bowl. So this should be Aaron Rodgers' year. His team went 14-3, so they had the second best series, the second best the standing in the NFL. So we'll see what happens with the Green Bay Packers. I kind of wanted the Los Angeles Rams to beat Green Bay, but Green Bay skated by just a little bit. They just won by one or two touchdowns. So my team, the Los Angeles Rams, ain't going nowhere. All right, so who's playing in the AFC, since you said the NFC? Who's playing in the AFC this weekend?
The Buffalo Bills are playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs are the defending Super Bowl champions. They won last year, and they got a good team. They got the best record in the NFL this year. They went 15-2. They only lost two games. And one game they lost, I think the last game they lost game number 17. And I think they rested all of their first-string players so that they could be ready for this playoff game, because they had 2 weeks off. So I think that's what they did. And the team beat them. And it wasn't even a good team. The team that beat them didn't even make the playoffs. So I don't know. But I'm thinking Kansas City's going to be tough. And they beat the Cleveland Browns to make it to the AFC Championship game. I really like Cleveland. They played really good this year. They won more games this year than they've won in the last 25 years. So they really improved a lot. And they won 12 games this year. And that's really impressive, since last year they only won two games. And the year before that, they didn't win any games. So this was the year for Cleveland Browns to make their mark. And people were saying that Cleveland was going to win the Super Bowl. Well, I didn't think they were going to go that far. But I really was impressed with the way they were playing their game. I was really thinking that, hey, they may even beat Kansas City, because they played real good against Kansas City. And they ended up losing the game 22-17. So they almost beat them. They almost beat them. But they played good that whole game, so I'm really proud of them. So I'm thinking next year they're going to be the team to watch. All right, so we got Kansas City Chiefs, the defending world champions, coming back to the AFC Championship game. And who are they playing, DJ?
Buffalo Bills.
They're playing the Buffalo Bills. And the Buffalo Bills haven't been to the playoffs in 25 years. And you know who was on the Buffalo Bills team the last time they won the Super Bowl? Do you know? Do you know? Does anybody know?
Are you asking me? You asking me?
I'm asking you. Because I want to know if anybody knows. O.J. Simpson. That's right. The juice was loose back then. And he was running crazy. And he ran for about 220 yards in the Super Bowl game. He was running all over the place. Nobody could stop the juice. So now the juice just got out of jail because he did 9 years for trying to steal back his Heisman Trophy and his Super Bowl awards and all of that stuff. Somebody had broke into his house and took all of his mementos and tried to sell them. And he found out who had them, and he went after them. And he brought some friends that had guns, and they held up the guy that was selling his Heisman Trophy, his Super Bowl trophy and stuff. Yep. So he ended up going to jail. They say he killed his wife and her boyfriend, but they couldn't prove it. So he got off on the murder charges, but he ended up going to jail on a burglary charge. Wow, isn't that crazy how America acts? That's really crazy. So anyway, Buffalo is going to the AFC Championship game, and they had a good record this year. They were like 14-3, I think, was their record. So they had a good record. They are ready to go play against Kansas City. And I think they have a better team than Kansas City. So I'm thinking Buffalo's going to win. In fact, I always said Kansas City was going to make it to the Super Bowl. And I said Buffalo was going to make it to the Super Bowl. And I said Green Bay was going to make it to the Super Bowl. And I said the Saints were going to make it to the Super Bowl. Well, the Saints got beat by Tom Brady and the Buffalo and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So my Saints are out. And Drew Brees, the quarterback for the Saints, is retiring this year. So this will be the last year we'll see Drew Brees playing football. So I miss you, Drew. I look forward to seeing the Saints play. Since I was part of the crowd, they said, who that going to beat them Saints? Who that? Who that say they going to beat them Saints? But now the Saints are out of it. And Drew Brees is no longer the quarterback. So we got to see who's going to replace him and see if the Saints will have a good team next year. All right. So Buffalo Bills haven't been to the Super Bowl in 25 years. So we'll see what they do. Kansas City's the defending Super Bowl champ. So we know that they're primed and ready to go. They have the best record in the NFL this year. They have the number one record in the AFC. So they're no joke. They've been playing to win all season long. So we'll see what happens with Kansas City and Buffalo Bills. That's going to be a good game, people. I'm rooting on Buffalo to win the game, though, because I want to see Buffalo play in the Super Bowl. But I think Buffalo is actually going to end up playing Green Bay. So I'm thinking it's going to be Buffalo and Green Bay in the Super Bowl. I don't think Kansas City and Tampa Bay are going to make it. But that's my prediction. And I've been right the last 3 weeks I was right all during the playoffs, except for when we got to the finals of the wild card playoffs. Then my predictions kind of went south because I had Green Bay to win, but I wanted the Rams to win. And I had the Saints to win, but Tampa Bay won. And I wanted Cleveland to win, but Kansas City won. And I wanted, who else was playing? Baltimore. I didn't want Baltimore to win. I like Baltimore as a team, but Buffalo won. So that's the situation we're in now. DJ Papa D, do you have any comments that you want to make about the football games coming up this weekend?
Nope.
No comments? How about what time do the games come on this weekend? They're both playing on Sunday. What time are they playing?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers-Green Bay Packers game is at 12:05 p.m. And the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs game is at 3:40 p.m.
Okay.
And I believe that is, I don't know. I don't know if that's Pacific time or Eastern time.
Okay. So we got Green Bay and Tampa Bay playing the first game. Is that what you said? They're playing at 1 o'clock. And
right.
Buffalo and Kansas City are playing at 3:30. Okay. So they're going to get the tough game out of the way first. And then the second game will be just like a runner-up game because Kansas City's already the defending world champion. So they got to prove that they deserve to be there again, and they're playing against some new upstarts, the Buffalo Bills. And that'll be funny because Buffalo has a real cool helmet. I like the Buffalo Bills helmet. It has a buffalo on the helmet with a red stripe across the buffalo. Hey, that's pretty good. That's a nice helmet. And it's a white helmet with a red stripe down the middle of the helmet. Yeah, Buffalo has a cool helmet. All right. So I hope they get to wear blue and red because that's their colors. They probably will have to wear white because Kansas City will be the home team. So Kansas City will wear colors. They'll probably come out in all red. They do the Indian red. And they'll look good if they come out in all red. That'll be the Kansas City home colors. It'll be all red. Red pants with white stripes down the side. And a red jersey with white numbers. Oh, that'll be Kansas City all day long. And they'll have a white helmet with a red arrow head on the helmet. Yeah. They're going to be dressed to play. That's if they come out in their colors. Now, I don't know what they're really going to wear. I'm thinking that they're going to wear all red. But I don't know. You know, I like to see Buffalo come out in all blue. So it'll be red against the blue. That'll be a good game. All right, DJ. Well, I think it's time for us to take a commercial break unless you have some more comments you want to make about the football game.
No, let's go to a commercial.
Okay, let's go to a commercial break. and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle, and my best friend got a new bicycle too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass. And we got finished with the mass. And I walked out. And then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet. Tell me nothing. Oh, yeah. I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. By going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. That's right, it's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got 7 continents, and I want everybody to listen to the radio show, because I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, this is G Money, the pimp comic. What's up, everybody? I hope you're enjoying Gregory's Story, because it's a cool radio show, you know? I got a story to tell you, though, real quick. There was a man walking down the street one day in New York, and he went by all these stores, and he walked into a restaurant, sat down at a table, and looked at the menu. And the waitress came over and said, "Can I take your order?" And he said, "Yeah, I'll have a bowl of soup." And she said, "Is that all?" And he said, "Yeah, that's all I want is the bowl of soup." So she said, "Okay." And she took the menu and walked into the kitchen and came out with a big bowl of soup, sat it down in front of him, and said, "Enjoy your meal." And he said, "Thank you very much. I appreciate it." And then she walked up, and he was looking around the table, and he said, "Hey, waitress, come here. I need your help. I have a problem." And she came back, and she said, "Can I help you, sir? What is your problem? How can I help you?" And he said, "Taste the soup." And she said, "Is it too hot?" He said, "Taste the soup." And she said, "Is it too cold?" He said, "Taste the soup." And she said, "Why? It doesn't have enough meat in it?" And he said, don't taste the soup, please. And she said, why? It doesn't have enough vegetables in it? He said, no, taste the soup. And she said, okay, okay. And she was looking around his table, and she said, where's your spoon? And he said, that'd be the problem. You didn't give me a spoon to eat my soup with. I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. Right on. Okay, now it's time for me to tell you a real story. So DJ Papa D, play a real story for him. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So anyway, my friend has just come in the room with a guy, and I stayed next door at this Mexican room while she turned her trick, and she came and knocked on the door and came and got me, and I came back home, and she threw the money on the bed and said, all right, this is money to go buy us some food and to pay for our room for tomorrow night, and I'm going to go call my sister, and I want to let her know I want to come out and visit her because she's in Henderson, and she has two kids that think she's a boy, so she got to get a pair of jeans so she can go out to Henderson and look like a boy because her sister doesn't want her to show up looking like a girl because the kids don't understand. They think that's their Uncle Chris, and if he shows up like a woman, then it's going to be some drama. So she goes out, and she turns some more tricks that day, and she comes back. And she got like $180. She throws it on the bed and tells me to go get some food and to pay for our rent for a couple of days. So I do that. And I'm in the room the whole time. I haven't left. And when she comes back from Henderson, from seeing her sister, she comes back with this black woman. She brings this black girl into the room, and I'm like, what's going on with her? And she's like, oh, I met your friend out on the street. She's really nice, and I like her, and I'm out on the street selling dope. And I'm like, really? You're selling dope? She says, yeah, I'm a chef at the casino on Main Street in Fremont, but I'm the head chef, so I show up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I get all the food out and get it ready for my other chefs to work on the food, and I get them started preparing all the food for the day, and then I leave and I go walk Fremont because I'm selling dope. And I understand you smoke crystal meth. Here's some crystal meth. And she drops a package of crystal meth on us. And I'm like, well, that's nice, but that ain't my drug of choice. And she goes, oh, do you like crack? And I go, yeah, I prefer crack. And she comes out with a bag of marbles, white marbles. They're like 80 rocks. And I'm going, oh, and she gives me two of those, which are like big $20 pieces. And she gives me two of those and goes, here, this is for you. One for you and one for your friend, Chris. And I'm like, okay. And I take it and I break it up and I start smoking the crack. Now, she comes in and she has a crack pipe. So, puts a piece of crack on, smokes it, and then passes the pipe to me. And I got a glass pipe now, a real crack smoking pipe. And I'm smoking. And I'm only smoking little bitty pieces because I'm still afraid of the effect of smoking crack because your heart beats real fast, and I don't want to have a heart attack. So I'm smoking little pieces at a time. But I'm smoking,
And I was smoking all day. And I got crack now. So I'm smoking. And then I finish smoking, and then I eat. And then I'm smoking some more, and I eat. And the black girl leaves and goes back to hustling on Fremont Street. So she's going back and forth, and she stops in every now and then to take a smoke break. She's smoking crack with me, and she's giving Chris some more crystal meth. And Chris is smoking the crystal meth. And then Chris is going back out on the street, and she's working. And she comes back at like 11 o'clock at night, and she throws the money on the bed and says, all right, here's money to pay our rent and to go get us some food. And I'm like, okay. And I go down and get the food and everything, and I come back, put it in the microwave. So we got a lot of food stacking up in the microwave because I'm eating a little bit, but I'm mostly smoking. I'm smoking crack all day. And I'm sitting up there going, hey, okay, this is cool.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley.
I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock. And the lights on Red Rock, they're glowing so fine. I'm looking down on Red Rock. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill, that's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm G Money, the pimp's come. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. But between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Dunkin' yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323
323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. You know, there was a man. He was driving down the street about 100 miles an hour, and he passed a highway patrol officer sitting onto the freeway behind a freeway billboard sign. And the man was getting ready to eat his lunch, and he saw this man speeding by on his highway. And he said, "Oh, no, I can't have nobody speeding on my highway. I got to go after him." So he put his lunch down, and he took off in pursuit of the man. And while he was driving, trying to catch the man, he decided that he was going to ask the man, when he caught him, why he was speeding. And if the man had a good reason, he was going to let him go. And then he was going to go back and finish his lunch because he was really hungry. So he caught up with the man, and he asked the man why he was speeding. And the man said, "Well, when I saw the highway patrol officer, it made me think of my wife. And my wife ran away with a highway patrol officer. And then when I saw the light in my rearview mirror, I said, oh, no, they're trying to catch up with me to give my wife back." This is G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you don't know, now you know. Say what? Now you know. Okay, now let's talk to the fan club members of G Money Fan Club. And we got a contest for the fan club members today. We're going to see if they can identify this song that DJ Papa D is going to play. And they got 5 minutes to call into the radio show to claim the song and to claim the $50 cash prize that I have available for them. So, DJ Papa D, play the musical clip from the song, and then we're going to wait on caller number 8 to call in and claim the money. Okay? Yeah. Okay, DJ Papa. Yeah, okay, that was the musical clip, and that sounded kind of familiar, but I don't know if I really recognize the song. So, DJ Papa D, play that clip again so our listeners can get a good listen to the song. All right, now we got caller number 8. So we're waiting on caller number 8. You have 5 minutes, fan club, to call in and tell us the name of that song. And you can win $50 because I got it right here. Yes, I do. I'm waiting to give it away to you. Okay, DJ Papa, play another song while we're waiting 5 minutes for our fan club members to call in. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco, and I was hanging out in San Francisco, and I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me, and I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me." He said, "Those weren't girls waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And I saw these group of girls over at the side And they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? The girls are calling us. He said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked and I said, they all got dresses on. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, everybody in Las Vegas and around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year. So now I'm trying to give $50 away to my fan club members. And we were waiting on caller number 8 to call in and claim the song. And we didn't get a caller to call in and claim the song. So nobody gets the money today. I'll put the money back in my pocket, and I'll have it available for Monday's show at 3 o'clock. So, DJ Papa D, play the song that you played for the contest, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I want to go to the next phase. Let me take you. I want you to come go with me. Woo!
Happening, same old feeling.
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
G-Money presents The Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G-Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G-Money ain't got no hoes. Because if you think you're funny, I'm going to roast your butt. G-Money presents The Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G-Money. G-Money, the pimp comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A., and the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com, and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A., and record 16 bars of your best lyrics, and then send it to me. 16 bars. StoryTimeWithGMoney.com.
Come on now. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
There were some girls in my neighborhood that I was real friendly with. And one of them, her name was Londia. Now, she was always home babysitting her little brother, Morris. And she would play with dolls. And I was like, dolls? What are you playing with dolls for? And she says, well, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to play with dolls. And I was like, okay, you got all these little dolls. So what do you do with them? She said, well, they have a tea party. And she said, I got Miss Piggy. I said, okay. She said, I got Barbie. And I was like, okay. You got Kermit the Frog? You got Kim? Do you have G.I. Joe? And she says, I don't have any men dolls. And I said, what? How come you don't have no men dogs? She said, men get in the way. And her brother is sitting there, and he's looking at me like, Gregory, you really think this is fun?
I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round. Yeah, cause that's how kids get down. I got homeboys cooking barbecue on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboys lifting weights and getting buffed. Cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women, cause that's how I get down. Cooking dinners at night. And I'm feeding everybody that comes around. I'm Pete Munch. I'm so funny. I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down. And the bike would bounce down the street.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to shut it down. The clock on the wall says that's all. So, I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so everybody can follow the activities on our radio show. And I'd like to thank DJ Papa D for being my studio engineer, because he helps me with the music, the songs, the sports, and the stories. So I can't do it without him. So I want to say thank you to everybody that listened to this week's show. It was the first week of the new president. So 46 is in the house now. And we're going to see what he's going to do to help stop the virus, because the world is still suffering from the virus from China. So we want to see what's going to go on in the United States in these next few months. We have 471,000 people have died because of this virus, and we need to get rid of the virus so we can save the rest of our lives. All right, DJ Papa D, I want to say thank you to everybody and play the prayer, because it's time for us to pray. And I'll see you again. Have a good weekend. Watch the football game and be careful. Watch social distancing and wash your hands and wear your mask when you're out in public. And I'll see you again on Monday at 3 o'clock. Peace. God loves you. Good night. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States. States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I said, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.